Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Tes Vav. We're in the middle of a sugya that we began yesterday, where there are four differences, according to the Tana Kama, between a person who is an Eved Ivri, that is sold because he had committed a crime, he had robbed, he couldn't pay it back, versus a person who's destitute and sells himself as an Eved Ivri. So the first two we did yesterday, and now we're up to the third difference between this opinion of the Tana Kama, Dinama, different between an Eved Ivri sold because he's destitute versus an Eved Ivri that was sold by Beis Din. And we begin on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, about 9-10 lines down from the top, with the words, "My Taima de Tana Kama." What is the rationale for the Tana Kama, who says, "The Omar Molcher Atzmo Ein Manikin Lo," as opposed to a person who sold by Beis Din, that person does get a hanaka, he does get a severance check, he does get parting gifts when he leaves the status of being an Eved Ivri. So why does the Tana Kama hold that if you sell yourself, you're not entitled to hanaka, versus if Beis Din sells you, you are entitled to hanaka? So miyat rachmana, because the rabbis darshan now from the psukim, gabe micharu Beis Din, in the case of a person who sold by Beis Din, it says, hanek tanik lo. You shall bedavka give the hanaka, you should give the severance to that person and only that person. Lo is a miyut. Lo, vilo, limo charatzmo. Only the person who was sold by Beis Din gets the hanaka, but not by a person who sells himself because he's destitute. No, Rabbi Elazar argued with the Tana Kama. What does Rabbi Elazar do with that argument of lo, tanik, lo, v'lo, l'mocha atzmo? The edux, Rabbi Elazar holds, how miboyle, lo, the word lo, is to teach us lo, v'lo, liyarshav. That the severance pay, the hanaka, goes to both of them, whether you're sold by Beis Din or whether you sell yourself. Nevertheless, both of you get hanaka. The only difference is that lo means that only you get the hanaka, but your yarshim, if you were to pass away, so then they're not entitled to get the hanaka. Well, I guess why not? Yarshav am I lo? After all, the rule of thumb is that if the person earned something during his lifetime and then he dies, so his yarshim do inherit it. So sachir kar yerachmana, the Eved Ivri is referred to as a sachir, as we've already mentioned, and therefore, just like a person who earned a salary and then passes away, that salary goes to his estate and his yarshim collected. So mas sachir pulasu liyarshav, avhai pulasu liyarshav. Just like any worker who earned the salary and then Nebuchi passes away, so the Yarshim are entitled to that salary, so too the Eved Ivri. If he's entitled to Hanaka, so then it should go to his Yarshim. So the word lo can't be coming to exclude that. So what says, you're right, Ella, the word lo, according to Rabbi Elazar, is coming lo, velo lebal chovo, and not to give it to someone who he owes money to. So let's say Reuven became an Eved Ivri, and then he's entitled to Hanaka, but Reuven also owes Shimon money. So you can't give the Hanaka to Shimon, you must give it to Reuven. Because normally we would say you could give it to Shimon because of the famous transitive principle of Rabbi Nosson. Midasvira lon bi almuk Rabbi Nosson. We always hold like Rabbi Nosson. What is Rabbi Nosson? A famous sheet. We've mentioned this many times in Tanya. We learn that the Brisa on Rabbi Nosson tells us, if Reuven owes Shimon a mana and Shimon owes Levi a mana, the chavero bechavero, so then minayin shemotzi mizev and osu zeh. Reuven, how do we know he's allowed to go give it straight to Levi? He can bypass Shimon, so to say, and give it straight to Levi. He owes the money to Shimon, and Shimon owes the money to Levi, so Levi can say, hey, give the money directly to me, and that is allowed. This is known as the transitive principle of Rabbi Nosson. Talmud Lomar, the Nosson la'asher osham lo, based upon this drasha of the pasuk, that you should give it to the person who is, quote, osham lo, who is guilty. In other words, Shimon owes the money to Levi, so therefore anything that Shimon gets, you can give directly to Levi. So to over here, one would have said, the Hanaka is earned by Reuven, but then Reuven owes it to Shimon. So maybe the owner of the Eved Ivri, the owner of Reuven, could go and say, I'm not giving it to you, Reuven, I'm giving it straight to your Baal Chov, to your person Shimon, who you owe money to. So therefore, the pasuk comes to tell us, lo, v'lo, l'baal chovo, also lo, lafuki, to teach us that this place, we don't apply the principle of Rabbi Nosson. Every place else we do, but not over here. No, the idach. Now, what does the Tana Kama do to teach us this then? If he needs the word lo to teach us lo only for the mocher Beis Din and not by the person who sells himself, so then how does he learn out this din of the principle of Rabbi Nosson doesn't apply over here? The idach, he says, v'almanami l'sfir lon k'Rabbi Nosson. He doesn't hold from Rabbi Nosson, and therefore he doesn't hold from it anywhere, so certainly he doesn't have to hold from it over here. Okay, that's point number three, the distinction between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Elazar on the differences between a mocher Beis Din and a person who sells himself because he's destitute. And now we have the final fourth reason, and that is my time of the Tanakama. What's the rationale of the Tanakama to say that there's a difference between the Mocher Atzmo and the one who sells himself because he's destitute? The Omar who says Mocher Atzmo ain rabu mosel ojivcha kinanis. That the person who is destitute and sells himself, he's not entitled to take a Shivcha Kenanis, as opposed to the one who sold by Beis Din is entitled to take a Shivcha Kenanis. His master can say, I demand that you take a Shivcha Kenanis. Meet Rachman Agabi Michro Beis Din. This is only a din by the one who sold by Beis Din, because it says, Imadonav Yitein Lo Isha. Pasuk says, if his master gives him Yitein Lo Isha, again, Lo is a Miut, Lo, below the Mocher Atzmo. So, according to the Tanakhama of Rabbi Elazar, that the Tanakhama says that the low over here, Yitel Lo Isha, means low only to the Mocher Beis Din and not the person who sells himself because he's destitute. No, what does Rabbi Elazar do with that? The Idach? Lo means Baal Karcho, that you're allowed to give an Eved Ivri, whether he's a Mocher Atzmo or whether he was sold by Beis Din, it makes no difference. The word low comes to teach us that imadonov yiten lo Isha, even lo Baal Karcho. So even though he says, no, I don't want to, no, he's allowed to be forced by the owner of the Eved Ivri to go and take the Shivcha Kenanis. So therefore, that is what the opinion of Rabbi Elazar does with the word lo. No, how does the Tanakhama learn that it can be Baal Karcho? The Idach, how does the Tanakhama learn this? He learns it out, me, ki mishne schar sochir nafku. He learns it out from the words which calls him mishne schar sochir. He double works, so to say. He works twice as much as a regular worker. What does this mean? So I already alluded to this yesterday. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, ki mishne schar sochir avodcha, this Eved Ivri who works for you is working twice as hard because a regular worker, a sachir, ain't oved el bayom. He only works during the daytime. He doesn't work at night, he goes home at night. However, this Eved Ivri, who was sold by Beis Din, according to the Tanakhama, oved ben bayom ben laila. He works, and only he works during the day and the nighttime. During the day, he works as a regular worker, and at night, he works to go and procreate children for his master, because he's having relations with the Shivcha Kenanis, and the children will be Eved Kenani, and therefore, he's working at night as well. So the Gemara questions the idea, how could you possibly think that the Eved Ivri works during the day and the nighttime, unless it's what I just said, because after all, you have to treat your Eved Ivri in a much better way than you even treat yourself. For example, if you only have one steak, you got to give it to him. If you only have one bed, you got to give it to him. Because it says, "Halo kvar nemar ki tov lo imach imach b'maychel imach b'mishta." He has to get whatever you have, and if you only have one of it, you have to give it to him. So in this situation, how can you tell me he works the Eved Ivri so hard? So again, as I answered, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Minkan Shirabu Mosel Ushivcho Kenanis, and he can be forced to, quote, work at night by procreating to go and have Shivcho Kenanis give birth to Eved Kenani, Shivcho Kenanim further, and that's the work that we're referring to at night. And this only applies, according to the Tanakhama, to the person who was sold by Beis Din. Nu, what does Rabbi Elazar do with this din that you can give it to him Baal Karcho? The Idach, how does he learn this out? So Imi Hasam, if you can learn it out from here, so then Havamina Hani Mili Midate. I would have said that this only is if the Eved wishes to go take it. Avo Baal Karcho Ein Malo, but I would have said against his will, no, he can refuse. So Kamash Vulan, the Chiddush over here is, according to Rabbi Elazar, that both the Eved who sold, Eved Ivri who sold by himself or sold by the Beis Din, both of them can in fact be forced by the Baal to go and take this Shivcho Kenanis. Okay, so these are the four explanations, the four dinim that are different between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar, that are differences according to the Tanakhama between a person who sold by Beis Din versus a person who sold by himself because he's destitute, who sells himself, and Rabbi Elazar says there is no difference. Fine. Now, we started off this discussion yesterday by saying that maybe the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar was about whether you were goreis the gzeirah shava of sachir or not. So we originally thought that it was, but then we said no, both of them are goreis the gzeirah shava of sachir. So the Gemara now says, Elo mantana de lo yol of sachir. We implied yesterday that there is a Tana that doesn't hold this gzeirah shava. So who is that Tana? Now I will point out now, the Gemara is going to give us two possible suggestions, and ultimately we're going to see there is no Tana that holds Socher, at least the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion that there's a Tana that actually doesn't hold this Gzeirah Shava. But right now we're working with the assumption that there is such a Tana that doesn't hold this Gzeirah Shava. And the Gemara asks, who is it? So Gemara wants to now tell us, Hai Tana, it's the following Tana in the following Braisa. Who is this Tana? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns, the Pasuk says, Vishav el Mishpachto. The Gomer. The Pasuk tells us that he shall return to his family. Who is this talking about? So Rashi says, this is talking about Bimocher Atzmo Ksiv. This is talking about a person who was destitute and he sold himself into slavery. So it teaches us this Pasuk, Vishav El Mishpachto, that he goes free at the Ovel. Sheyetze Biovel. That's what Rashi says. Now, on this drasha, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Eliezer ben Yaakov tells us, who is this pasuk talking about? So he questions, if you're telling me it's really talking about a person who's mocher himself, he sells himself because he's destitute, so then, harei kvar omur, we've already said it, that he goes free at the Yovel. As Rashi says, harei kvar omur, d'chsiv le'el mineh, we're going to show in a moment in the Gemara what that drush is, that it tells us, achnas ha-yovel yavod imoch, that he has to go and work until the Yovel. Now, this drasha is telling us that the person who sells himself has to go out by the Yovel. So we don't need this pasuk, Vishavel Mishpachto, to teach us that. So what is it for? We'll see in a moment. If you're telling me that it's talking about a Nirtza, so then, Harei Kvar Amor, it also has already told us. If Rashi says, in Benirtza, Lelam Ishafa Nirtza Yosib Yovel, so then also, Harei Kvar Amor. Rashi's going to tell us, we're going to see this in the Gemara in a moment. In any event, Ha Ein HaKosim Medabra, there's nothing else for this pasuk to tell us, Vishavel Mishpachto, Ela B'machru based in. So it's actually talking about where Beis Din sold this person because he had stolen, and therefore it is now this person is Mocher Beis Din, but it's 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. And such a person also goes out Shai Yovel Motzio. You don't see he works 6 years, he goes out at the Yovel as well. Now, here's the point to show that this Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, doesn't hold from the Gzeirah of Socha Socha, because V'Socha Daitoch Yolim Socha Socha. If you're telling me that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov did in fact hold from this Gzeirah Shava, so Lomali, why would he have to tell us this Drasha that he just did? Let's figure it out. It's not talking about the Mocher Atzmo. It's not talking about the Nitzah. So, oh, it must be talking about Mechru Beistin. Shtai Mishal Shon Ne'ayova. Why didn't you just simply say, if you hold the Gzeirah Shava Socha Socha, Lomali, why do you need all this drush that he just said? Nailav Socha Socha, just learn it out, Socha Socha, and teach us that way. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov didn't do this, it must be that he doesn't hold for this Gzeirah Shava. Versus Lav Dafka. Amr Dachum Yitzchak, no. Leolam, in fact, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds Yolav Socha Socha. He does hold this Gzeirah Shava. Then why did he have to go through this drusha? The Yitzchak, you need this drusha that he just brought down, because Solka Daite Chaminech, I would have said, you know what? Mocher Atzmo, person who's destitute, who sells themselves, who, the low Ovat Isura, he who didn't do any Isur, so he gets to go out at the Yovel. But I might have thought, Avo Mecharu Beistin, where Beistin sold somebody because he was a Ganav, and he couldn't pay back what he had stolen. The Ovat Isura, this person did an Isur, you know what I would have said? Maybe Beistin consented him, and technically he would go out at Yovel. But Beistin said, no, you stay a servant because you stole. Ema Niknisei, I might have thought that maybe we should make a Knas, Kamashulam, that's why you need Rebbe Lezim and Yaakov's Drush. But he does hold the Gzei Rishav of Socher Socher, so therefore he's not the Tana that doesn't hold the Gzei Rishav. And we're left back with our original question, who is the Tana that doesn't hold for the Gzeirah Shava of Socher Socher? But before we go on to that, tomorrow now we'll finish the drush I just mentioned a minute ago. How do we know the Nirtza over here is also going free at the Yovel? So Gemara says, Omar Mar, we go back and quote that part. Ibn Nirtza, if we're talking about a Nirtza, Harei Kvar Omar, it's already been said. And the Gemara says, Maihi, where, what was said? How do we know this? So we say, the Tanakh, who's learned the following Brisa. The Pasuk tells us, Vishavtem ish elachuzaso, vish el mishpachto, v'gomer, that the person, show at the, when Yovel comes, so then he'll go back to his family, he'll go back to his house. Now, but then, I call him the Dabra, what's this talking about? If you're telling me, Ibn Mocharatz, if you're telling me about a person who sold himself because he was destitute, Harei Kvar Omar, we already had that pasuk that says he goes out at the Yovel. So this pasuk can't be for that. Ibn Mocharo Beis, then if you're telling me it's when the Beis then sold him, also, Harei Kvar Omar, we just had these drushes. Oh, the only thing left is, Ha, Ein HaKosim Medabra, Ela B'Nirtza, Shtayim Shalosh Shalim, Lepnei HaYovel. The only thing that we haven't proven is for the Nirtza, who is 2 or 3 years before the Yovel. He also goes out at the Yovel. Shayovo Motzio, you might have thought he doesn't, as we'll see in the Gemara in a few minutes. So therefore, Kamash Balon, this is the pasuk that teaches us that he too goes out at the Yovel. Okay? Now, how do we know this? My Mashma. Where do we see over here that this refers to the way we just said it, to a person that was sold by Beis Din, and the psukim that refer to the Nirtza? So now the Gemara is going to explain these drashas in a little bit more detail. Amar Rava Bar Shila, Rava Bar Shila says, Amar Kvar Pasuk says, Ish El achuzaso, the ish el mishpachto yeshuvu. So they will go back to their family. Now, what does this mean? Ezu davar shenoeg beish veinoeg beisha. What applies only to a man? And Badavka says the word ish twice. So what applies to a man and doesn't apply to a woman? Oh, that's the din of nirtza. Heviomer zu ritzia. That's nirtza. That's the person who says ahati es adoni es ishti v'es benoi, which specifically is talking about a man to his wife. or to the Shifcha Kenatis, not his full-fledged wife. And therefore, he says, I want to stay on. So this only applies to a man, and therefore this can only be talking about a male who has the ability to become a Nirtza, but Amo HaEvriya doesn't have the ability to be a Nirtza. Okay. Now the Gemara says, why do you need all these dinim? Why can't we learn one after the other? So the Gemara says, V'yitzruch l'michtach b'chiro beistin, V'yitzruch l'michtach nirtza. You need both of these dinim because you couldn't learn one from the other. So you need to tell me that the beistin, if he sells somebody, he goes after the yovel. And you need to tell me that if somebody's a nirtza, he also goes after the yovel. Why can't you learn one from the other? Because the ashmina b'chiro beistin, if you only told me the din of the person who sold by Beistin, that he goes free at the Yovel, you know what I would have said? Mishum delo metai zimne. The reason why I might have said you need to teach me this is because the 6 years haven't come up yet, and therefore you might have thought that he doesn't go out. Therefore, you have to tell me that he goes out. But the Nirtza, Avo Nirtza, as opposed to the one who's supposed to work for 6 years, I would have said, you know what? Avo Nirtza, the metai zimne. He already spent the 6 years. So guess what? Maybe if he chooses to stay longer, Emo, Nick to say that we don't let him go out by the Yovel. He was free, and he said, I want to stay. So guess what? Maybe the Yovel doesn't let him out. Therefore, Kamash Shmuel, you have to tell me the Yovel lets him out. No, just tell me the Nirtza, and then I'll know to the other person, the Mechoro based in. V'yashmina Nirtza, I would have said, only because Mishum Da'abad Leshek, she already served the 6 years, and everything else is extra. And therefore, that's why the Yovel lets him out. Avo Mechoro based in, when the Basin sells him, and it was 2 or 3 years before the Yovel, the Lo'abad Leshek, she didn't serve the 6 years, you know what? I might have said, Eim alone, maybe the Yovel doesn't let him out. Therefore, Tzricha, you have to tell me the Yovel lets him out. And therefore, you need both. You need the Yovel din to teach us that the Mechoro based in goes out by the Yovel, and that the Nirtza also goes out by the Yovel. That Gemara tells us as well, V'yitzruich l'michta v'shaftem, you need the pasuk v'shaftem, ishal achuzaso v'ishal mishpachto yoshuvu, and you need the pasuk v'yitzruich l'michta li'olam, that you will go out at the olam, at the Yovel. Now, because dikosav rachmon li'olam, if you only have the olam, you know what I said, havamino li'olam amish, maybe it means li'olam amish, therefore, kosav rachmon v'shaftem, the teachers, it means the Yovel. No, and just write the v'shaftem, because of rachmon v'shaftem, you know what it said, havamina, hanimili hecho, the lo ovad sheish. I would have said that you only go out to Yovel if he hasn't worked for the 6 years after he became a nirtza. But you know what I would have said, avol hecho, the ovad sheish. The guy was a nirtza, but he already worked 6 years, and now the Yovel comes. You know what I would have said? That in that situation, since he could have gone free after the second set of 6 years, maybe the Yovel doesn't let him go out. Because I would have said, lo ye sofo chomim t'chiloso, that his end result shouldn't be stricter than his beginning result. His beginning result was 6 years, and now he worked an additional 6 years. So mat chiloso sheish, av sofo nami sheish. I would have said he only gets 6 years more. Kamash v'lo no, li olam. You have to tell us that he works until the Yovel, not just 6 more years. Li olam osho Yovel. He has to work all the way up to the Yovel. So let's say the Yovel is 20 years away. So he worked 6 years. He works another 6 years, but he still has, that's 12. He still has another 8 years to the Yovel. He has to work those 8 years to the Yovel. That's why you need all of these psukim. Now the Gemara says, we're back to our original question. Ella, mantana de lo yolef socha socha. We showed in yesterday's year, it's not Rabbi Elazar. We showed today, it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So who is it? So Gemara says, who is this author? Rabbi. You know who the author of this opinion that doesn't hold socher socher? It must be Rabbi Ruda Nasi, the Tanya. As we turn to Tesvav Amud Beis, Rabbi darshins the following psukim. Now the psukim over here are in a pattern in a series dealing first with different types of geula that the Eved Ivri has when he was sold to a goy. So it says, Vimlo Yigoel the Eila. The pasuk says, if these people did not redeem him. Now the previous psukim were talking about his relatives. And if they did not redeem him, Vimlo Yigoel Be'ela. Now the word Be'ela seems to be unnecessary. You could have just said, Vimlo Yigoel. If those relatives, Dodo Ben Dodo, they didn't redeem him. So the word Be'ela is unnecessary. And yet it says it. Vimlo Yigoel Be'ela. So Rabbi darshins as follows. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi teaches us, Be'ela hu nigol. With those people, he can be nigol, with his relatives. The eno nigol b'sheish, but he doesn't go out after 6 years. In other words, if you are sold into avdus to a guy, it's not for a 6 year period of time. Only when you're sold to an ivri is it a 6 year period of time. The eno nigol b'sheish, you don't go out because it says, when you go out, be'ela. Only these people can go and redeem you, but not 6 years. Because I would have said, Shiyocho alo dinu. I would have said, Zekav Chomer. Uma mi she'eno nigol be'ela. If somebody who is not redeemed by his relatives, nevertheless, nigol b'sheish, a regular Eved Ivri is sold into servitude to another yid, so his relatives can't go and pay back. They can, of course, give him the money, and he can buy himself back with the giro and kesef that we spoke about, but they can't go and redeem him. So therefore, he
is going to serve for 6 years when he's serving a Jewish master. His relatives can't go redeem him. Nevertheless, he goes out after 6 years. So certainly I would have said a Kal v'chomer. The relatives can forcibly go and redeem him. So certainly he should go out after 6 years when he sold to a guy. That's why Kamash v'lam, Tam v'lomer, be'ela, only with going out with the payment. Be'elahu nigal, only if the relatives redeem him. Be'elahu nigal b'sheish, but he doesn't go out automatically after 6 years. That is Rebbe's drasha. Now, how do we know that Rebbe doesn't hold sachir sachir? Because if Rebbe in fact held sachir sachir, v'yisol v'daitach yol sachir sachir, so then, amai kamar, umam ish enu nigal be'ela. Then why did he use this kal v'chomer? He could have just said, ne'elu sachir sachir. You should learn it out from the dinim being the same for all the different types of Eved Ivri. And therefore, from the fact that he didn't use this gzei reshava, it must be that he doesn't hold from it. Mor says, lav davka, again, not true. Amar v'nachum v'yitzchak. No, in fact, Rebbe also holds the olam yolav sachar sachar. Rebbe also holds this gzei reshava. Then why over here did Rebbe not use it? Because he would have said, shiny hacha, here it's different. What's different over here? The Yomar Kor, because the pasuk says, yigolenu, that it's only when he's redeemed by his relatives that he goes free. Lozeh. But that implies only these relatives can only redeem such a servant that's sold to a guy, but they can't redeem a person that is sold to a yid. So therefore, in this situation, Rebbe also holds the Gzeir Shava of Sachir Sachir, and therefore we have nobody left that doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava, and the Gemara is not going to continue this anymore. There is, in fact, no opinion that's brought down in the Gemara here that doesn't hold from the Gzeir Shava of Sachir Sachir. But this was Rebbe's opinion. There is an opinion that disagrees with this drasha of Rebbe, that Rebbe darshan v'lo yigoel be'ela. Rebbe told us be'ela means only these people are allowed to redeem him, but he doesn't go out with 6 years of servitude. Now, that is Rebbe's opinion. Uman Tana de Polyle Rebbe, who argues with Rebbe? So Rebbe Yossi Aglili and Rebbe Kiva, they both have different reasons that they argue with Rebbe, but each of them has a different opinion that doesn't darshan Yigal be'ela to exclude going out by six. They hold that you do go out by 6 years even when you're sold to a guy, but they darshan the word be'ela differently. Each of them, Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva, each has a different drasha. Both of them argue with Rabbi in terms of they darshan that a Eved Ivri who is sold to a guy does go out at 6 years, so that's how they disagree with Rabbi's drasha be'ela, but they each of them has a different way to understand be'ela, as the Gemara now tells us. Netanya, learn the following brisa. When the pasuk is explained, the im lo yigoel be'ela. If you're sold to a guy, they don't go out be'ela. If they aren't redeemed with these people, so then what happens? They go out at the yovel year. That's what the pasuk says. Now, Rav Yossi Aglili Omer, when it says the word be'ela, it means l'shichro, that the relatives, if they redeem him, then he goes scot-free. He doesn't have to work for the relatives. Bishar kol adam, but if any other person other than his relatives redeems him, so then they redeem him from the guy, but then he has to go work for those other people. L'shibud, they redeemed him to become their slave, not like the relatives who redeemed him to go free. That's the opinion of Yosef Glili, that when the relatives redeem him, he goes free. And when another Jewish person redeems him, he then has to serve that other Jewish person. He doesn't go free. That's a real thing, Lily. Rebbe Kiva says the exact opposite. He says the word be'ela, v'yim lo yigoel, be'ela, teaches us the exact opposite. Be'ela l'shiba, the relatives who redeem him, he has to go work for them. We'll see in a moment why. What's the understanding, the logic behind Rebbe Yossi Aglili and Rebbe Kiva? But Rebbe Kiva says the relatives, he has to go work for them if they redeem him. As opposed to b'shar kol adam, if anybody else redeems him, l'shichra, they actually redeem him to go free. And we'll explain the logic behind this in a moment. First, we're going to try to say it's based upon psukim, but we'll be unsuccessful, and we'll explain it's all a logical argument between Rav Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. So first, we'll try to explain it by psukim. My time with Rav Yossi Aglili, what's the source for Rav Yossi Aglili's opinion? So I'm a Christ, it's based upon psukim. The pasuk says, V'im lo yigoel be'ele, ela b'yacher. It means that if the relatives didn't redeem him, but somebody else redeemed him, then v'yotze b'shnasi yovel. So then he goes out b'shnasi yovel. If the relatives redeem him, he goes out right now. And if somebody else redeemed him, then he has to work for that other person up until the yovel. So that's Rav Yossi Aglili's understanding. Rav Akiva has the exact opposite. Rav Akiva Omer, im lo yigoel, ela b'yela. Rav Akiva says that he'll have to work until the yovel if these relatives redeemed him, ela b'yela. However, he then, v'yotze b'shnasa yovel, only if these relatives were the ones to redeem him. But if somebody else redeemed him, then he actually goes free right now. He doesn't have to wait till the yovel. So the exact opposite. Now, Rabbi Akiva seems to darshan the word Ela Be'ela, which isn't in the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Lili asks him, he says, Mide Ela Be'ela Ksiv? Does it say that? Does it say, Im Lo Yigal Ela Be'ela? Then he has to wait till the Yovel? No, it says, Im Lo Yigal Be'ela. If he's not redeemed by these relatives, then he has to stay and be there till the Yovel, meaning if somebody else redeems him, who's not a relative, he has to work for them until the Yovel. So Rabbi Akiva's drasha is very weak because the words don't support it. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right, that question that Rabbi Yossi Aglili asked Rabbi Akiva is a very good question, and that can't be what they're arguing about. Do you say, Im Lo Yigal Be'el, or Im Lo Yigal Ela Be'el, because the word El is not there. So Ela Be'ai Kral Kamitli. So there's a different pasuk that's going to be the source of the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. What is that? The pasuk previously said to that, O Do Do, O Ben Do Do, Yigalenu. The relatives have to go and redeem him, whether it's his uncle, or his cousin, his Ben Dod. So Yigalenu, they should redeem him. Now, this is a reference to Zeh Geulat's Krovim. That teaches us that the relatives have an obligation to go and redeem him. But then it says, O Yisigo Yado, or if he himself got money somehow, and he redeems himself. So Zeh Geulat's Atzmo, that's the next possibility, that he redeems himself. So the first one is that the relatives redeem him. The second, then in the Pesukim, it tells us that he redeems himself. And then it says, V'nigol, that implies Zeh Geulat's Achayim, that people who aren't relatives and not himself go and redeem him. So that's the progression of the Pesukim. The relatives, himself, or a person who's not a relative goes and redeems him. So now Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshans the following way. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar Mikra Nidrosh Lefanov. The psukim that are then said go and define what was previously said. So for example, Shadei Gulas Krovim Agulas Atzmo. Zeh Gulas Atzmo O Hisigo Yado is a throwback to the relatives that came beforehand. So Shvei Gulas Kirovim Agulas Asim. What does that mean? Ma Gulas Asim L'Shichur. You compare it. Just like if he redeems himself, he goes free. So, two, Ap Gulas Krovim. The previous psukim are redefined by the Gulas Atzmo to say also L'Shichur. So that's what Yosef Lin says. If the relatives redeem him, he goes free. Just like if he redeems himself, he goes free. Because Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. It explains the previous psukim and not the subsequent psukim. Rabbi Akiva says the exact opposite. Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Mikra Nidrash Liachra. The words, Zeh Geulat Atzmo, O Yisigo Yado, Zeh Geulat Atzmo, is going on the next thing, which is V'nigal, which means Geulat Acherim. And therefore, Shadi Geulat Acherim, a Geulat Atzmo. You compare the people that aren't his relatives who redeem him to redeeming himself. And just like Ma Geulat Atzmo L'Shichur, that's like when he redeems himself, he goes free. So too, when they redeem him, Av Geulat Acherim, he goes free. So that's the machlokas between Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Do you dash in the pasuk before or do you dash in the pasuk afterwards to compare it to O Yisigo Yado? Now, the Gemara says, if that's true, so then what does it have to do with the words Im Lo Yigal Be'ela? Ihachi Be'ela Lomali. So what does the words Be'ela have to do with this? Why would these Talmidei Chacham, Rabbi Akiva and Yossi Aglili, darshan, how do they darshan the word Be'ela? We know how Rebbe darshan, if he said it comes to exclude Shei Shanim, but they don't darshan it that way. So, but why not? Now the word Be'ela is totally extraneous. So Mor says it's not extraneous. Ela Be'ela, if it wasn't for the word Be'ela, you know what I would have said? That we darshan the words, O Hisigo Yado, to be both darshaning forwards and backwards. Ela Be'ela, if it wasn't for the Be'ela, I would have said, you know what? That just like he goes free if he redeems himself, both the psukim beforehand, which deal with the relatives, and the psukim afterwards, which deal with gula secherim, also both would go free. And everybody would go free. Where it says, if that's the case, ihachi, so then we're back to the original question. Why would you in fact say, the Rebbe Akiva says it goes to darshan afterwards. We had the same thing before. Doesn't make any sense. Ela be'ela. There is no word ela there, and therefore it would only darshan if you're telling the word be'ela comes to darshan. Only one of the two, not lefanav and liachav, only coming for one of the two. So then it obviously comes lefanav and not liachav. Therefore, what would be Rebbe Akiva's shita? So again, we're unsuccessful in finding a pasuk that is being darshan differently by Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the Gemara says, Ela b'svaru kamifligi. In fact, this is a logical argument. It's not based upon psukim. In fact, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, he holds that it makes sense, mistabra, that gula sacherim l'shibut. When other people who are not relatives go and redeem him, they want him to work for him. Because the yamris l'shichur, if you're going to tell me that they want him to go free, so havu mimne velo parkile, then these people are going to you know, scratch their heads and say, well, why am I redeeming him exactly? He's going to go free. He's not going to work for me. Well, why am I throwing away my money? Let the relatives go and redeem him. Oh, it must be that since these other people are willing to redeem him, so he shouldn't be sitting in the guy's house and working as an Eved Ivri in a guy's house. We won't be able to do the mitzvahs. So this other Yid says, okay, I'll redeem him, but let him work for me. I'm paying good money, so let him work for me. So if you don't let him work for him, Habi Mimne, he's going to be reluctant to low parking lane. He's not going to redeem him. That's where Yosef Lili's svar. Rabbi Kiva says the opposite. His svar is as follows. Rabbi Kiva Sabar, it makes more sense to say, Mistabra, that Geulas Krovim L'Shibur, that when the non-relatives redeem him, that's when he actually goes free. Because they're doing a mitzvah. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're not obligated to do so. Nobody's expecting him to do so. This person who got in trouble and had to be sold to a non-Jewish person is an Eved Ivri, so he's not expecting anybody to come and redeem him that's not a relative. And therefore, it makes sense that if they're redeeming him, that they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and for him to go free. Because if you say that it's the relatives that would go free, that would set him free if they redeemed him, the Amos L'Shech were for the relatives, so then you know what? This guy's going to sell himself into being an Eved Ivri for a guy, keep the money, and then Kol Yom V'Yom, Ozal Maz Bin L'Avshe. He's going to keep on selling himself every day because he knows his relatives are going to redeem him. So he says, my relatives have an obligation to redeem me. So if they do redeem him, they're going to make him work for them. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Akiva says, the relatives who redeem him, he has to work for them, as opposed to another person who's not a relative. He's doing it out of the goodness of his heart, and there's no expectation that he'll redeem him. So therefore, if he does redeem him, there is no likelihood that the person will sell himself to a guy because he knows that somebody will redeem him. He doesn't know this guy is going to redeem him, and therefore that's the svar of Rabbi Akiva. So it's a logical machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Both sides have their own svars. Okay. Now the Gemara says, there's a third opinion. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zud Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva. However, there's a third opinion, Abba Chachamim Amim, Hakol L'Shichrur. The Chachamim say that both the relatives and the other people that are not relatives, when they redeem this Eved Ivri who had been sold to a guy, so both situations, you don't go out by the Yovel, they both go free right now. Who is this opinion? Man Chachamim. This is opinion Rabbi. As we had said, Rebbe used the drush of Be'ela to teach us 6 years. Don't apply to an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. And he uses the words Be'ela for a different drasha. And therefore, you leave the drasha of the person who redeems himself, and it should be like the pasuk before and like the pasuk afterwards. Mikra Nidrash Ben Lefana Ben Liachrav. So, according to Rebbe, this middle pasuk, Oh, he sigo yado, is reflected that just like he redeems himself and he goes free, it's reflected to the psukim beforehand, which deal with the relatives, and it's reflected to the pasuk afterwards, which deals with gulas acherim. So Rebbe's opinion is you don't have the eila to go and tell us not to darshin lefon of liachrov, because Rebbe uses and teaches us that he doesn't go free at 6 years, and therefore Rebbe is the opinion. The third opinion is the chachamim is Rebbe that says that the mikra is nidrash bein lefon of liachrov, that he goes free whether it's a relative redeems him, or rather it's a gula sacherim, somebody else redeems him, he goes free. And the word be'ela comes to teach us that he doesn't go free after 6 years. No, according to Rabbi, so then what does he use the words b'shnasayovil for? If it's not going for the relatives, and it's not going for the gula sacherim, so what is it needed for that he goes free at the yovel? We already learned that he goes free at the yovel. So the Gemara says, you need it for the following drasha. It says, v'yotza b'shnas ha'yovel, that he goes free at the shas ha'yovel. We turn to Tezayin and Aleph. That's talking about be'ovi kochavim sheyeshno tachas yodcho. This is true. This whole din of the Eved Ivri being sold to a guy is only when we have the upper hand, when the guy is living under the jurisdiction of a Jewish government, under Jewish power. And therefore, we can tell the guy what to do. So that din applies that he goes free at the Yovel is only at the Yovel. You might have thought, and the Rashi is found over here on the bottom of Tezvav Amid Beis, and also in the Tosos Tezayin Amid Aleph. So Tosos says over here, Pirish Bekuntris, Im lo yigoel yishtabe bo at ha-Yovel, that if nobody redeems him, not his relatives, not somebody else, so then he stays on till the Yovel, the ein atarashai lovo olav ba'akifin. You can't go and trick the guy into letting him go. You have to be honest and tell the guy, nobody's redeeming him, then he works to you till the Yovel. So that's when we have the upper hand, so this din applies. Yotza by Yovel. You can't do Akifin, you can't do all sorts of shenanigans.
I might have thought, maybe this then applies that he works to the Yovel only when the Goyim had the upper hand. But if we have the upper hand, then we could do shenanigans. So Amris, no, that can't be, because if they have the upper hand, what would this get off the ground? He's not letting him go at the Yovel anyway. He's not going to let him go after 6 years. There is no shlita by us over them if they're in the upper hand. So obviously the pesukim we're talking about, this is only when we have the upper hand, when we control the things. So then this din is that we're not allowed to cheat the guy if somebody redeems him, either a relative or a regular person, gulas acherim. So then he gets to go away. The guy is paid and he gets to go free. But if in fact the relatives or somebody else doesn't redeem him, so then you're not allowed to do shenanigans. He has to work for the guy until the Yovel comes. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.